Today's daf is Makis daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin 9 lines from the top, the 2 dots of daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're learning Perek Elohin Aloikin, and the Mishnah began with a whole list of averos that if one violates, he's going to get Malkus. Malkus Teiraisa, the 39 Malkus that had to be administered by a Bezdin Shel Mumchin, according to Rabbi Shmuel. In the Mishnah, Sanhedrin, that Beis Amar Aleph, it required even a Sanhedrin Ketana, a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel. Either way, at the very end of the Mishnah mentioned Tevel. So if somebody eats Tevel, that is Tfua, that the person was not yet Machrish Trumas Umaisis from. That's one of the Loikim. Said the Mishnah, the Kama Yoichel Menat Tevel V'yei Chayiv. How much Tevel does a person have to eat for him to be Chayiv Malchus? Machloikis, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Kolshu, if he eats a Kolshu, meaning there's no shear, it doesn't matter how little he eats, he's going to get Malchus. V'chobim Lehmim Kizayis. The Chachobim say he has to eat a Kizayis. Omelem Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon told the Chachobim, Yatem Moidenli, are you not Moidet to me, Ba'uchel Nemola Kolshu Sheu Chayiv? That if somebody eats an Amola, an ant, somebody eats a sheretz. The halacha is that even if he eats a kol shehu, even if the namola itself is not the size of a zayas, which it usually isn't, and you're still going to be chayiv. So you see, there's no sheer kizayas lechura when it comes to chiyav malka. So why should chita be any different? Amrulay, they told him, mipneshi kibriyasa. No, namola is different. Because the namola, even if it's small, even if it's smaller than a zayas, but it's still a beria, it's a living organism. And being that it's a complete living organism, it's for that reason we don't care about the shear. It has a chashivas for itself, and if you eat it, you're going to be chayiv malkus. Amar Lehm, Rav Shimon responded, Av chita achas kibriyasa. I think a chita is the same way. And one strand of wheat, to me, is the equivalent of a namala, and just like you're chayiv for a namala, despite the fact that it's pachas mikazayas, so too says Rav Shimon, I think you're going to be chayiv for a chita, despite the fact that it's pachas mikazayas. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rabbi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, machloikis bechita, machloikis Rav Shimon and the chachamim is regarding a chita. You have a whole strand of wheat. Abel bekemach, let's say you would take the chita and you would grind it. So now it's not a chita anymore. Now it's flour. Now it's kemach. Divrei Hakol kezayis. Everybody would agree that it has to be a kezayis. Meaning even Reb Shimon, who said his chiddush, that ochal tevel or ochal chita, you're going to be chayiv for kol shu. That's only if it's a complete chita. But Reb Shimon agrees that if it's not a chita, it's not like the namola. It's not kibriyasa. At this point, it's already ground. It's flour. It's poshit that there's going to be a kezayis. Meaning, Reb Shimon agrees there's a concept of a shir kezayis. He's just saying that if you eat a chita, it's like eating an amola. Over there, you'll be chayiv even mekol shu. Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Yirmi is saying there, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. No. Kimachloikis bezu, kach machloikis bezu. Meaning, just like Reb Shimon said his alocha regarding a chita, he said his alocha if the chita was already ground into kemach. Tana, amol Reb Shimon, yah temoidim li ba'ichol amola kol shu sheu chayiv. So Reb Shimon in our Mishnah responds to the chachamim, and he makes his argument. He says, don't you agree by an amala? Amrulay, they told him, Ibneshi kibriyasa. Amalahem, what was Rashimin's response? Achita achas kibriyasa. Achita is also kibriyasa. What is the mashmois in the Gemara? Achita in kemachloi. If Rav Shimon's whole argument is that achita is like an amala, then it would make sense that he only stated his halacha when it's really achita. But if it's kemach, kemach is not like an amala anymore. Kemach is already ground. You don't have a complete strand. It was previously, but at this point, it's not kibriyos, it's not the way it grew, it's not in its natural state. So if Reb Shimon's argument is Mipneshi Kibriyasa, isn't that a raya to the Amoira that said Reb Shimon only said his halacha b'chita, but he didn't say his halacha b'kemach, zok de Gemara? No, the Divreyam Kamalu, the way you have to understand Reb Shimon, he wasn't saying pshat in his own shita, but rather he was talking to the Chachamim and saying, Lididi, according to me, afilu kemach nami. I hold, even kemach, you're going to be chayiv b'kol shu. Because I hold, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that there's no halach of kezayis at all when it comes to the iser tevel. Elu liditchu, but according to you, that hold that there is a shir kezayis. But are you not moida that if you eat an amola, that's pachas mikazayis, you're going to be chayiv? And if you're going to be chayiv eating an amola, then oidili miyas, the chita achas kibriyasa, that a chita is like an amola as well. Meaning, Reb Shimon holds that even if it's kemach, because that has nothing to do with the svar of briyasa. But the rabbanon who do hold that there's something called kezayis, yet they agree an amola is different, so shouldn't a chita be like an amola? But rabbanon, why do the rabbanon disagree? Briyas, neshama, chshuva, chita loy chshuva, a briya that has a neshama, that has a soul, that's chashuv. But a chita, a wheat, is soulless. It doesn't have a soul. So even though it's true, it grows and it's alive, but a neshama it doesn't have. Being that it doesn't have a neshama, you don't have the svara bria. Tiny kavas Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Shimon said kol shul makis, that the shear with regards to makis is always going to be a kol shul. You never have to have a kezayis. Meaning it's not a svara dafka and chita because chita is like an amola. Even kemach the halacha would be kol shul. Yomru kezayis. When then was the shear kezayis said leinyan karbon as it relates to karbonis? If somebody eats a macholis asura, as a result of his achila, he now has to bring a carbon. How much would you have to eat in order for there to be a chi of carbon? You'd have to eat a kezayas. But as it relates to how much you have to eat in order to be chi of malchus, you don't have to eat a kezayas. A kol shul is going to be enough. So essentially, according to the Maskana Sagamara, Tanya Kavase, Reb Yirmiyah, what comes out is Reb Shimon is stating a very, very mechudesh tegashita. We know throughout Shas, le'inyan oinshin, the shear is always kezayas. So if somebody eats nevela, he eats a trefa, bas of a chalav, Yom Kippur maybe has a different shear, but there's always shiurim as it relates to how much a person has to eat in order for him to be over the Isurei Torah. And shiurim are halacha l'moshe misina. Now, it's machlekes Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, and Shas. Chatzi shear, asa min ha-Torah, or chatzi shear is not asa min ha-Torah. We pass like Rabbi Yechon. The chatzi shear is asa min ha-Torah, which means that really there's an Issa Torah for all the Isurei Achila, even if you eat a kosher. The reason there's halacha l'moshe misina of shear is because you can't get punished. There's no oinshin, whatever the oinish might be. There's no oinish unless you eat a shear. But as it relates to oinshin, there's halacha of shiurim. And when it comes to shiuri achila, kemat every single shiur achila is going to be a shiur kezayis. So from that standpoint, if somebody would eat nevela, he wouldn't get malchus unless he ate a kezayis. Because there's halacha l'moshe misina of a shiur kezayis that governs all isuri achila. The iser, that's the sugya of chatzi shiur. But as it relates to the oinish, the shear is always going to be kezayis. Kumtz again, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's a new shita. Reb Shimon, again, according to Reb Yirmiyah, where we have a Tanya Kavasi to Reb Yirmiyah, and that's the Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, says Reb Shimon, it's true there's halacha l'moshe misinai of shiurim, and it's true that one of the shiurim is kezayis, and kezayis governs shiurei achila, but that's only as it relates to the oinish of carbon. But as it relates to Malkus, it's going to be a culture. So it's a machlekes. Reb Shimon and Chachamim had to understand the halacha l'moshe misinai of kezayis. The halacha l'moshe misinai of kezayis that was said regarding machalos asuros is it, which was said regarding oinshin, because chatzi shir we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan is anyways awesome in Atayr. So as it relates to the oinish now of Malkus, is there a shir kezayis or is there a shir kolshu? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a shir kolshu. According to the Chachamim, it's a shir kezayis. Look, the Mishnah writer, ha'oichel bikurin. If somebody eats bikurin, ad shaloi karale. So the Mishnah is continuing with its list of Elohim aloikim. So if somebody eats bikurin, and he does so before he was Karale, before he read the Parsha of Bikurim. So tomorrow we're going to talk more about the mitzvah of Bikurim, but Rashi says right away, what's the Parsha of Bikurim? Arami Yovedavi. It's mentioned in the Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Kisavah. Every Yid had a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. He gave it to the Kohen. He had to place it in front of the Mizbeach. Again, we'll go into some of the details tomorrow. But if halach is that you weren't allowed to eat Bikurim, actually Karalem. This is even a Kohen, because a Zohar is not allowed to eat Bikurim, period. Bikurim was treated like Truma. And just like a Zohar is not allowed to eat Truma, Zohar she'achal Truma is chayv Misa, you can't eat Challah. Bikurim is in that same vein. So Bikurim is anyways off limits to a Zohar. But even a Kohen that's allowed to eat Bikurim, you couldn't eat Bikurim until the Bailim, the owner of the fruit, read the Parash of Bikurim. And if he does, that's the next in the list of the Elohein Aloikin. Ha'oichu Bikurim Achle Kor Aleim is going to be Chayim Malkus. Other examples of Malkus, Kachi Kedoshim Chutz L'Cholim. If somebody eats Kachi Kedoshim outside the Azara, Klon literally means curtains. Rashi says, because the Mishkan's Azara was surrounded by curtains. And the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't surrounded by curtains anymore. It was surrounded by walls. It was fortified. But the point is, if somebody eats Kachi Kedoshim, Chutz L'Chayma Yisra Azara, or Chutz L'Chloim Shel HaMishkan, you can be Chayim Malkus. Kachi Kalim, Umayisra Sheni Chutz L'Chayma. Kachi Kalim is allowed to be eaten outside of the Azara. In fact, it's allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, just like Maisa Sheni is allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, but it can't be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So if somebody eats a chutz l'chaymas Yerushalayim, again, you're going to get malchus. Hashavis etzim b'pesach atar. If somebody breaks one of the bones of a carbon pesach that's tahar, Torah says, v'etzim le'sish b'rubay, harez alay karba, avol ha'moyser b'tahar, but if somebody leaves over meat from the Korban Pesach. So he didn't break the bone of the Korban Pesach, but he left over meat. So he was over what the Torah says, lo yisoysiru mimenu ad boiker. There, you're not going to get malchus. V'ashoyver b'tomei, or if somebody breaks the bone of a Korban Pesach, that's tomei, again, any like karban. And loytoyim al abonim. If someone's over the loysa say in the Torah of loysikach o'im al abonim, one of the topics of yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yehuda says, like kevein mishaleach, you get malchus. The chachamim say you don't get malchus. You know why? Because mishaleach v'enei loike. Because it's a lav shenita klase. Because the pasuk says loisikach ha'im al abonim, and then the pasuk says shaleach teshalach ha'im ves abonim tikach loch. And zeh haklal kol mitzvahs loisa say shiyech b'kum asay in chayam aralah. So shiluach hakan is considered a lav shenite klase, because according to the chachamim, even after you were over the lois asay of loisika chayim al abonim, you could be mekayim the asay of shalech to shalach asayim. So it's for that reason, mishalech, then you like. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, like, even mishalech, because Rabbi Yehuda knows it's true, there's a mitzvah of shalech to shalach asayim, but that's only if you weren't over yet loisika chayim al abonim. But once you're over loisika chayim al abonim, at that point, there's no mitzvah asay of shalech to shalach asayim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, once you're over the lav, you don't have the asay, so it's like, even mishalech. According to the Chachamim, after you're over the lab, you could be Mekayim Naseh. Therefore, it's Meshalech in Eloika. So again, that was one of the topics of Daf Tezayin. Regardless, we have now a Festa Gemara, a little technical, a Gemara where you have to hold cup, but a Festa Gemara. Om Rabbi Barachana, Om Rabbi Yechon, Zu Divrei, Rabbi Akiva, Stimta. The first of the list, of the second list, of the Elohein Aloikin, was if somebody eats Bikurin, Ad Shalai Kar Alein, before the Bailin recited the Parsha of Bikurin, when he brought the Bikurin to the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody ate even a Kayin, those Bikurin, he's going to get malchus. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbe Bar Barchana, Omer Rabbi Yoichan, Zivri Akiva Stimta. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, who sometimes was referred to as Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Av Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, Bikurim Hanocha Ma'akevus Bahem, Kriya Im Ma'akevus Bahem. That the mitzvah that the Torah says you have to do with the Bikurim, which is take the Bikurim and place them with Nei HaMizbeach, that's something that's Ma'akev. So it's true, if somebody would eat Bikurim before the Hanocha of Nei HaMizbeach, he would get Malkus. But Kriya Im Ma'akevus Bahem, the Kriya, the Parsha Bikurim, Arami Oved Avi, that's not Ma'akiv. And being that it's not Ma'akiv, it doesn't make sense that if somebody eats the Bikurim, actually, Kor Alein, then you should be Chayav Malkus. So there is an idea of an Oichel Bikurim, Lifnei, that you're going to be Chayav Malkus. But says the Gemara, if our Mishnah says it's actually Kor Alein, it must be that it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, because the Chachamim say that it's only Lifnei Hanocha that you're going to get Malkus. But Lifnei, the Kriya, you're not going to get Malkus, because Kriya is not Ma'akev. Freak the Gemara. We don't know where this Rabbi Akiva is. Rabbi Yochanan had a zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stemta, where apparently somewhere he knew Rabbi Akiva had said that halach is ha'ichel bikur match like kar aleim is chayv malchus. So when we have a stam mishnah of ha'ichel bikur match like kar aleim, said Rabbi Yochanan zu divrei Rabbi Akiva. But freak the Gemara. Although we don't have a mefurish Rabbi Akiva anywhere in our mesora of mishnayos and brises and tosefters, we don't have such a Rabbi Akiva. But we have a Rabbi Shimon. There's a brisa, a classic brisa that the Gemara is about to mention, where Rabbi Shimon said this halach that if somebody eats bikurim match like kar aleim, the halach is he gets malchus because he holds kriyas ma'akev. So freak the Gemara. Why Rabbi Yechonah say Zudivrei Rabbi Akiva? We don't even know who this Rabbi Akiva is. What he should have said was Velema Zudivrei Rabbi Shimon Stimta, because we all know there's a Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara is about to tell us. Zokti Gemara Hakfaket. Rabbi Yechonah knew that everyone knows that Rabbi Shimon holds if somebody eats Bikurim before the Kriya, you're going to be Chai Malkus. So Rabbi Yechonah didn't feel that it was newsworthy to get up in Beis Medrash and say Zudivrei Rabbi Shimon. Everyone knows it's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Everyone knows the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Shimon. But what not everybody knows is that it's also Shita's Rabbi Akiva. And that was a chiddush. That was an oiftu in the sugya. So that was something Rabbi Yechon wanted to teach his talmidim. He said, by the way, you all attribute this chiddush to Rabbi Shimon, as again the Gemara is about to show in great detail. It's going to take us right into tomorrow's daf, this Rabbi Shimon. But you should know that it's not only shittas Rabbi Shimon, it's shittas Rabbi Akiva as well. Zok the Gemara, hakamashmal under Rabbi Akiva ki Rabbi Shimon sverely, my Rabbi Shimon. So who's this Rabbi Shimon that apparently is world famous, that everybody knows holds, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim, the kriya of the parasha Bikurim is ma'akiv. So much so that if somebody eats, even a kohen, bikurim, anshel and kara aleim is going to be chayav malchus. Zokti gemara detanya. We learned in a brisa. So before this brisa, we have to be familiar with one pasuk because the gemara is going to darshan this pasuk. Rav Shimon is hafeichba vafeichba dekulaba. So what's the context? The context is ma'isa sheni. We know that ma'isa sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So if somebody had a farm in Haifa and he's chayev in Shumas u'maisris midei raisa because he has tfuah grain that's growing in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the taxes, one of the maisris that he had to pay every second, fourth year was ma'isa sheni. Ma'isa sheni was a little bit different than ma'isa rishon. It was very different than truma and truma's ma'isra and chala and bikurim. In that ma'isa sheni was nechal abayla. So the owner of the tefillah was allowed to eat it. Ordinarily, the concept of truma's and ma'isra's was your way of supporting the kayanim and the levim that did the avod in the Beis Hamikdash. So truma went to the kayanim and ma'isa rishon went to the levim, and then there was ma'isroni as well and chala again to the kayanim, and you have the parsha b'char. The b'char also goes to the kayanim. These are different taxes. Translated loosely, but really these are mitzvahs, aseis, deiraisa. There's real kedusha, the tahira involved when you talk about trumas and maisers. But this is our way, Klai Yisrael's way of supporting Shevet Levi, whose job is Hashem unachal asai. So they're holding the ruchnius fort of Klai Yisrael, and it's our job to support them. But ma'isa sheni was real because ma'isa sheni is technically Trumas u'maisres, it's Meiser Sheni, but at the same time it was Nachal Abayla. But being that it's Kodosh, it is Meiser, so it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And the Torah says it again and again in many different ways, this idea that Meiser Sheni couldn't just be eaten wherever you wanted, it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. For example, Parshas Re'eh, Perik Yudal, Pasuk Chavbez. You probably heard this pasuk before. Aser ta aser, it's kol tfuah zaracha, hayoytzer asada, shana shana. Specifically regarding Ma'isa Sheni, v'achalto lefnei Hashem alekecha. You can eat it, you yourself, you don't have to give it to anybody. You can eat it yourself, but lefnei Hashem alekecha. Where? Terry doesn't tell us. B'mokim ashe yivcha l'shakim shmo yisham. Right? You can't punch it into ways. We spoke about this once. L'shbamokim ashe yivcha l'shakim shmo yisham. You're going to have to find it. Ma'isa degoncha t'yiroishcha v'yitzarecha b'chayris b'chayrcha v'tzaynech l'man tilmad l'yiris Hashem alekecha kol hayom. Second, this is a theme that's mentioned several times in Parashas Re'eh. One of the psukim says it in the form of a loisase, which of course is all that matters when you learn Perikei Elohein Aloike. So the pasuk says as follows, Loisucha lechal b'sharecha. You cannot eat b'sharecha, meaning you can't eat it in Haifa. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. What can't you eat? Masar degoncha v'tiroishcha v'tzarecha. Maisar. U'b'choyreis b'karcha v'tzaynecha. V'chol nidarecha ashetidar v'nidvaysecha achumas yodecha. So the pasuk is talking about an iser to eat certain things that are kadosh outside of Yerushalayim. It begins with Masa Degoncha V'Tiroish Chavitzarecha. So here you have a lois aseh that at first glance complements the aseh in the pasuk of Aseh Ta'aseh that says that you're not allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Stating that, Reb Shimon is going to dash in this pasuk and he's going to say that you think there's only one iser that the Torah is telling us in this pasuk? There's many isurim that the Torah is telling us in this pasuk. As a matter of fact, there are six Isurim that the Torah is telling us in this pasuk. So I'm going to give you the high level first, and then we'll see it in a veinik. Reb Shimon is going to say as follows. Reb Shimon is about to say that when the Torah says loisucha lecho b'sharecha masa degoncha v'tiroichcha v'tzarecha, is referring to ma'isa. When the pasuk says u'b'chayrois b'karcha b'tzayrencha, b'chayrois is talking about a b'char, as in a pet derechem, an animal that has kedushas b'char. When it says b'karcha v'tzaynecha, it's referring to a carbon chatos and a carbon asham. When it says v'chol nidarecha, it's referring to a carbon oila. When it says v'nidvaysecha, it's referring to a carbon toidu ushlamim. And when it says v'chumas yotcha, it's referring to bikurim. So this almost runs the entire gamut of kachem. So this pasuk's not just talking about ma'isa sheni and b'char. The pasuk's talking about ma'isa sheni, b'char, chatos asham, oila, toidu ushlamim, and Bikurim. First Hanacha that Reb Shimon is going to make in this long-winded brisa that the Gemara is about to introduce to us. The second is that when we're all done, we're going to walk away from this with six azaras, six lois asays. The first is, of course, the Pshutei Shel Mikra, the Isser to eat any one of these things outside of Yerushalayim. We're also going to see from here that it's also to eat Bikurim Lefnei, reading the Parsha Bikurim, which is technically what's getting the Gemara into this Braisa. We're also going to see from here an Issa to eat Kachim Lifnei Zrika, We said that the Zrika served two purposes. One purpose was, that was the Meratza, was the Mechaper. But the Zrika was also Mata, the Basal Achila. But even then, you could only eat it La'ach HaZrika. Lifnei Zrika, it's Aser. We're going to learn a limud from that over here. We're going to learn from here, Eloi Sasei, that Zor is not allowed to eat Kachim. We're going to see from here that Kachim Kadoshim, not Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kadoshim, the Kehanim were not allowed to eat outside of the Azara. And we're going to see from here, Eloi Sasei, that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Oilo. Either way, a whole bunch of different halachas regarding different forms of Kachim are going to be learned out from a pasuk, which at first glance just seems to be saying that Kachim is Loisuch Halacha B'Sharecha. When it comes to something Kaddish, you have to make sure you eat in Yerushalayim. Stating that, there's a lot going on here. Zokti Gemara, Samai Reb Shimon, who's this Reb Shimon who holds that a Oichel Bikurim Achalei Kara Alehem? You have to remember why we're starting with this, because by the end of the daf, it's going to be hard to remember. So again, we're talking about this iser to eat bikurim until you read the parasha bikurim. There's a shittas Reb Shimon that apparently Rabbi Yochanan didn't even want to say that the Mishnah is Reb Shimon because everyone knows it's Reb Shimon. It wasn't even newsworthy. So who's this Reb Shimon? So the time we looked at the brayso, this pasuk that we just mentioned, when it says utru masiyot ha'edu bikurim, it's referring to bikurim. Abba Reb Shimon, mas bozel amdeinu. Why did Torah have to mention bikurim in this pasuk? Is it for the literal meaning of the pasuk? It's coming to say that loisucha lecha b'sharecha bikurim. Not let it bikurim outside of the chaimis Yerushalayim. L'chura kal v'chaimer mi ma'isa. I don't need a pasuk for that. I can learn that kal v'chaimer from ma'isa. What's the kal v'chaimer? Uma ma'iser hakal. Madach ma'iser, which is kal. Oich l'chutz l'chaimer loikav. If somebody eats it outside of the chaimer, he gets malchus, because that's the beginning of the pasuk. Loisucha lecha b'sharecha ma'sa d'goyin chavetir ha'ishu v'itzarecha. So madach ma'iser hakal. You get malchus. If you eat outside of the chaymos, does the Torah have to tell me uchumas yot chayli bikurim? Bikurim like kolshkein? Because bikurim is more chamed than maaser. The Gemara is going to say why. Haloi ba kasev elu loicham bikurim actually kara aleim shu like. It must be coming to tell me a new iser. What's this new iser that you're not allowed to eat bikurim not outside of the chaymos Yerushalayim? Because that I know kal v'chamim maaser. But you're not allowed to eat bikurim before you read the parsha bikurim. When it says in the pasuk v'nid veisecha zu taydu shlavin, it's referring to the carbon toid and the carbon shlomim. Why did Torah have to tell me that you now eat the toid and the shlomim outside of the chaymas Yerushalayim? Im loichun chutz l'chayma kal v'chaymim b'maiser. Madach maiser, you now let eat outside of Yerushalayim. Kal v'chaymim, you can't eat the toid and the shlomim. Holy b'akas, it must be coming to teach me a new issa. Elu loichun b'toidu shlomim l'fnezri, because you like. It's coming to tell me if you have a toid and a shlomim, you're going to eat it inside Yerushalayim. But you want to eat it l'fnezri, kamash malam this pasuk, that it's awesome. Now Rashi speaks out, very importantly, that really we know the Isser. This is Kachem 101. We know without Reb Shimon's drasha of Loisucha Lecha B'Sharecha that you're not allowed to eat Kachem Lifnei Zrika. It says in the Pasuk, V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech, and then immediately afterwards it says V'abasa Teichel. And we learn from there, first V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech, first you do Zrika, and only afterwards you're allowed to eat. But that Pasuk is an Aseh. That Pasuk is not a Lois Aseh. Kamash Malan, another limud, loisucha lecha b'sharecha, where it says v'nidvoy secha, to teach me that your toido shlamim has a loisa say as well. That there's also a loisucha lecha b'sharecha. So this pasuk is not being mechadesh the iser. We know the iser. But from the iser that we know, it's an iser asay. V'dam zvachecha yishafech v'abasar teichel. It doesn't say loy. It doesn't say pen. It doesn't say yishomer. It doesn't say al. You don't have any of the magic words that would make something an azara. So we're including it in a pasuk that begins with the word loy. L'rabbis, then not only is it aser, but it's also an azara. There's a loisuchal over here. Ubechayres, when it says ubechayres is a bechar. I'm Reb Shimon. Mazeh bal lamdeinu. Why do we need a Torah to tell me bechar? If loichun chutz l'chaim again, if it's to tell me they now eat bechar outside of Yerushalayim, kal v'chaim mi ma'aser. If lifnei zrika, if you're coming to tell me now this other issa we just mentioned that's somehow included in the pasuk as well, they not allowed to eat the bechar. Lifnei Zrika, meaning just like you can't eat the Toidu Shlomim Lifnei Zrika, so too you can't eat the Bechar Lifnei Zrika. But once I know Toidu Shlomim, I don't need a pasuk for Bechar, because Kal V'Chaymer mi Toidu Shlomim. If I know Toidu Shlomim, certainly Bechar. The Gemara is going to say, what's the Kal V'Chaymer? Halei ba, kosev el aloichem an ha-Bechar, afilu achaz Rika. Must be coming to teach me a third iser. What's the third iser? That even achaz Rika, if you're a czar who's not allowed to eat kachin, says this pasuk, again, you're not allowed to eat kachim. Why do I need a second pasuk? Says Rashi, the same thing. I know a czar is not allowed to eat kachim. Everyone knows that. Before this Reb Shimon, we all know that. But There's nowhere in the Torah that it says it b'lashon azara. It doesn't say it with lo yishomer pen and al. It's an isra say. This pasuk is the rabbi said it's not only an isra say, but it's going to be a lo yisasei as well. Bekarcha v'tzaynecha. When it says bekarcha v'tzaynecha, says Rab Shimon zu chatas v'asha. I'm Rab Shimon. Maze b'olam deinu. Why is the Torah have to talk about chatas v'asha? We have three surim so far that the pasuk is talking about. You're not allowed to eat chutz l'chayma. You're not allowed to eat lifnei zrika, and a zor can't even eat la'achas zrika. But says the Gemara, I know all three mikal v'chayim. If I can chutz l'chayim, kal v'chayim mi ma'isef. I can't eat ma'isef chutz l'chayim, I certainly can't eat the chatas v'asha chutz l'chayim. If lifnei zrika, if it's lifnei zrika, kal v'chayim mi toide v'shlamim. If I can't eat the toide v'shlamim lifnei zrika, I certainly can't eat the chatas v'asha lifnei zrika. And if la'achas zrika, if it's coming to tell me that the zor is not allowed to eat chatas v'asha la'achas zrika, I know that kal v'chayim mi b'char. That's the third issue that we already established from this pasuk. If I can't eat the Bechar la'achas zrika, if I'm a czar, then I certainly can't eat chatas v'ashan either, because chatas v'ashan, as far as karbonos go, is more chomer than bechar. It must be coming to tell me another iser that even la'achas zrika, even if I'm a koyen, but if I'm chutz l'kloyen, being that chatas v'ashem is kachim kadashim, it's not kachim kalim, it's kachim kadashim. So kachim kalim can't be eaten outside the chaymas Yerushalayim, but kachim kadashim can't even be eaten outside the chaymas of the Beis Hamikdash, the chaymas of the Azara. Shehun like nederecha. When it says nederecha zu oila, that's referring to oila. Oh, my Rav Shimon, the same cheshbon. Mazeh b'olam deinu. What's the comment? Im loikon chutz l'chaymo. They can't eat an oila chutz l'chaymo. Kav l'chaymim mi'mais. Can't eat ma'isa chutz l'chaymo. You can't eat oila. Oila is the most kaddish of all the korbanos. Im lifnei zrika. If you pasuk coming to tell me you can't eat an oila lifnei zrika, kav l'chaymim mi'toyde v'shlamim. Madach toyde v'shlamim. Certainly an oila. Im la'achas zrika. It's coming to tell me that a zor is not allowed to eat an oila la'achas zrika. Kav l'chaymim mi'bechar. If you can't eat a bechar, you certainly can't eat an oila. Im chutz l'chaymo. If you're coming to tell me that you can't eat the oila outside of the kloyim, kav l'chaymim mi'chatas v'asham. If you can't eat the chatas v'asham outside of the kloyim, then that certainly can't eat the oila. Hablai ba, kosov, elu la'ocham in ha'oila la'achas riko, afilu bifnim shulay. It's coming to teach me another issue. You know what the new issue is? That you can't eat the carbon oila even in the azara. You could be in the holiest of holy places. It doesn't matter. You can't eat the carbon oila, even la'achas riko, even if you're a koyin, meyuchis, it doesn't matter, because you can't eat the carbon oila, period. It says Rashi, that's something, of course, we also know. What's the word that the Torah uses? Kolol. The oila had to be completely consumed by the fire in the Mizbeach. You had to throw the entire oila, everything. Usually a carbon, only the emurim went on the Mizbeach. An oila was kulay kol. But that's only an iser aseh. So I would know that if somebody ate from an oila, you violated some sort of aseh. But that there should be a lois aseh, that you should be loika, that it should be relevant to pera eilen aloikin. How would I know that? Kamashmul on this pasuk, loisucha lecha b'sharecha, v'chol nedarecha zu oila. So it's the rabbis, even this. So Rav Shimon took a pasuk again, that at first glance is talking about one iser. Loisucha lecha b'sharecha. The Torah is saying that you're not allowed to eat certain kachim, bisharech. Which kachim? So clearly meiser, meiser de gancha v'tireishcha v'tzarecha, clearly bechar, u'bechar es bekarcha v'tzarecha, and then the pasuk, it concludes rather ambiguous. V'chom nedarecha, v'nit v'isecha, u'chumas yodecha. Comes again, Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on. What's going on over here is you have meiser, you have bechar, you have oila, you have chatas v'asham, you have toida v'shlamim, you have bikurim. These are all the things that the pasuk is referring to. And not just that, we're not only talking about the isra of leisucha lecha b'sharecha. There's many other isurim being mentioned here as well. Number one, as it relates to bikurim, you can't eat bikurim before the mikra bikurim, the parasha of bikurim. And if you eat bikurim before the Bailam reads the parasha of bikurim, loika, because it says loisucha. So there's a loisa say over here. You're going to get malchus. Additionally, as it relates to the kachim, there's a lot of halachas and kachim that we learn from here. Number one, you can't eat kachim lifnei zrika. And not only can't you eat it, but if you do, you're going to get malchus. Azar is going to get malchus if he eats kachim, even la'achas zrika. Kachi kadashim, you can't eat outside the chaymes or azara. And you have an isra over here that a karban oila can't be eaten, period. That even though the Torah only mentioned it as an asay, the Torah says kol, but there's going to be a lois asay as well. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav. So Rav heard this drush of Rav Shimon, and he said, I'm so nispa, I'm so impressed with Rav Shimon's sheer brilliance with what he did, the reconstructive surgery that he did to this pasuk over here. So he said, the elide ime kereb shimin teilet, the eloi loy teilet. Look, Rashi. Kol she'ima yaledes, if there's a woman that's giving birth, to vakish rachamim, and when she davens that she wants her child to vaksois, to be a Talmud Chacham, she says, say yehi rotzon she'yeh kereb shimin. He should be like Reb Shimon, this baby. Because, I mean, look at Reb Shimon. He was such a goyin. The Eloi? Some don't have this question. Ritva says, take this out. Loi Tele. That's already sharp. The Ritva says, no, you don't have to say that. And you could be very chashuv and not be like Reb Shimon. But the bottom line is, the Eli, the Ime, Reb Shimon, he Gemara, and Rabbi continued. Vaf, I got this Lupircha. Even though I hold this entire shtickle Torah for Reb Shimon, is up, Gifre. So, Kumz again, Rava, he said, I'm blown away with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is Gavaldi. I'm so blown away that if a woman is, she's, Dominic wants to have a good, she should say he rotzayin she yehekir Reb Shimon. Stating that, I don't agree with anything that Reb Shimon said. Why? Because Reb Shimon's whole shtickle Torah was gebayt on one thing being more chamer than the other. Meaning, I don't need a pasuk. Once the Torah tells me, inaladi ma'isa sheni b'sharecha, so I know you can't eat bikurim, I know you can't eat bachar, I know you can't eat tayde v'shlavim, I know you can't eat chatas v'ashim, I know you can't eat oila. And that was the way he set up the entire rice. Meaning, once I know that I can't eat a toid of a shlomin lifnei zrika, so I certainly know you can't eat a chatas v'ashem lifnei zrika. It was all predicated on Reb Shimon somehow knowing what the pecking order is in terms of what's more chomer and less chomer in kachem. So he knew oil was the most chomer, then comes chatas v'ashem, and then comes toid of a shlomin, or maybe bechar comes there, and then comes bikurim, and then comes ma'isa sheni. Reb Shimon seemed to have it all figured out. Says Rava, I don't know if Shimon's right. Mechatesi. I mean, I know first glance where he's coming from, as Rav is about to explain, but I have pirchis on every single one of Reb Shimon's hanochis where he thinks he knows what's more chomer and what's less chomer. And he explains, Reb Shimon thought for sure in his braisa that bikurim is more chomer than maiser. And at first glance, he's right. Shekein asurim lazar. Maiser sheni, we said that Bailam kiri, as long as he eats in Yerushalayim, he could eat it. Bikurim, only a kohen's allowed to eat. But adarabba, maisa chomer, I can argue that maybe maisa is more chomer. She can also la'oinein. Oinein is not allowed to eat maisa. Le'achalti ba'oinein mimeni. That's what you say in vidui maisa. So, oinein is not allowed to eat maisa, yet an oinein is allowed to eat bikurim. So you see, maisa sheni actually has a chomer that bikurim doesn't have. Umay chomer the toid of v'shlamim mimaisa. Shimon in his braisa assumed that toid of v'shlamim was also more chomer than maisa. Why? Oh, at first glance you're going to say, because it's a carbon. She came to matan domim. You have to take the blood and put it on the mizbeach. The emurim legami mizbeach. And you have to be makta the emurim. This is zrika, this is akhtaras. At first glance, a carbon, even toid of v'shlamim, is certainly more chomer than maisa sheni. But he says, adarabba, I can make the argument that maisa is more chomer. She came tun and kesef tzura. You can be poida maisa sheni. If you can't eat it in Yerushalayim for whatever reason, so you have a plan B, which is you can be poida. You can redeem it. You can transfer the kedusha from the tefuah, from the peiros, onto money. But the money has to be a certain type of money. It has to be kesef tzuri. That is the type of matbeya that had to be used. If you paid the hektish, which you could sometimes do, when you paid the hektish, psuli hamikdashim, if hektish has a mum, you could be paid the hektish as well, and there's no halach of kesef tzuri. So you actually see that maisa sheni has a chumrah that toid of v'shlamim doesn't have. So mechatesi, Reb Shimon knew for sure that toid of v'shlamim is more chamer. Umay chumer de bechor mi toid of v'shlamim. Reb Shimon in his cheshbon thought for sure bechor is more chamer than toid of v'shlamim. Why? At first glance, she can't do shasay mirechem because it's kadosh mirechem as opposed to toid of v'shlamim. When it was born, it was chulin. Someone had to be makdish it. Someone had to say, Arei Zu or Arei Olai, Toyd of Shlomim, in order to give it its Kedusha. But Adarabba, Toyd of Shlomim Chamur, I can argue that Toyd of Shlomim is more Chamur. Shekein to Unim Smicha, Vinesachin, Vitnufas Chaz of Ashaik. Some of the nuances, some of the Shiore Mitzvah that Toyd of Shlomim has don't apply to Bechar. So maybe Toyd of Shlomim is more Chamur. Umay Chumer to Chatas Vashem. There Reb Shimon continued. And he said, Chatas Vashem is even more Chamur than Bechar. At first glance, Avada, Shekein Kachi Kadashim. Chatas Vashem is Kachi Kadashim. Bechar is only Kachi. But I can tell you, other rabbi, Bechor Chomet Shekei Kedusha Asa Mirechem. So that even though qualitatively its Kedusha isn't as intense, but being that it was Kadosh Mirechem, maybe that's a Chumra. Umay Chumra da Oila. And Reb Shimon certainly presupposed in his Braisa that Oila is the most Kadosh. Why? Michatas Va'asha, and it's even more Chomet than Chatas Va'asha, can't call, because it's completely consumed by the Mizbeach. First glance, it means it's so kadosh that even the Koyanim can't eat it. Adarabba, maybe say Fakert, Chatas Va'oshim Chamiri Shekein Mechapri. Because Chatas Va'oshim has an ability to be Mechaper. They're Ba'al Chet. as opposed to an oila. V'kuli chamir mi'oila. Not just that, said Rava, maybe all karbonos are even more chamer than oila. This bushtei achilos. Because there's two types of achilos. There's achilas adam and there's achilas mizbech. The Akhtara is always referred to, this is also Kachum 101. Akhtara is always referred to as an achilas ha-mizbech. The mizbech eats, the kayanim eat, we somehow equate it to. But the bottom line is that oila on the one hand is all consumed by the Mizbeach, which suggests it's very Kaddosh, Vasa Chumra, but then again, you could spin it in the reverse. You could say that it only has one type of Achilo, as opposed to other Kabbalists that have two times of. But the bottom line is, says Rava, that even though what Reb Shimon said is brilliant, but at the end of the day, it's all predicated on him knowing which form of Kachem is more Chumra than the other, and I have Pirchas on everything. Freak the Gemara. If that's the case, then why was Rava so impressed? Elamidili, the Imei Kereb Shimon. So why did Rava comment when he heard Reb Shimon's drasha? Yehi rots and shehei Kereb Shimon. Reb Shimon is mufrach. He's completely upgefrecht. So if Reb Shimon is upgefrecht, so why are we getting so excited? Yehi rots and shehei Kereb Shimon. Zok de Gemara, delamid the sphero leila di day. What Rava meant to say was that according to Reb Shimon's hanochas that he made, that he knows somehow what's more chamor and what's less chamor, that oil is more chamor than chattas va'asham, which is more chamor than bechar, which is more chamor than toida shlamin, which is more chamor than ma'isa sheni, and that bikurim is also more chamor than ma'isa sheni. So according to all Rav Shimon's hanachas, it's brilliant the way he teached this pasuk, specifically which nuance. Shimon did a lot to this pasuk, which nuance, the fact that he was misaris le lekra v'darish le. What does he mean to say? So there's a long Rashi that explains it. But basically, the gist of it is that if you go through the Cheshbon, the way Rav Shimon set it up was he felt that the Torah was telling us a bunch of Isurin, because once I knew one, I could have learned the other one, Mikal V'Chomer. So to tell me that each form of kachem mentioned in this pasuk is telling me some sort of chiddush, he had to come up with another halacha. And for that reason, the six halachas, six azarois, the Rav Shimon took out of the pasuk. And again, it was all because of, once he said, for example, that you're not allowed to eat toidu shlamim lifnei zrika, kal v'chomer, he knew that you can't eat a bechar lifnei zrika. And once he knew that you can't eat a zar, is not allowed to eat a bechar, so kal v'chomer, zar is not allowed to eat a chattas v'asham. And once you know you can't eat chattas v'asham outside of that zar, kal v'chomer, he knew that you can't eat an oila. But the truth is that if you look at the seder that Reb Shimon used when he set it up so neatly, it's not the same seder as the pasuk. Because if you look inside the pasuk has it a little bit differently. The pasuk seder is first meiser, then it mentions Bechar, then it mentions Chattas V'Ashon, then it mentions Oila, then it mentions Toida V'Shlamim, and then it mentions Bikurim. So let's take the easiest one. Once you mention Oila, I wouldn't know Toida V'Shlamim, Kal V'Chayim Me'Oila. Whatever Isser Oila is going to tell me, I know Toida V'Shlamim, Kal V'Chayim Me'Oila. If I know Toida V'Shlamim, I know Oila. But if I know Oila, I don't know Toida V'Shlamim, because Oila is more Chamer than Toida V'Shlamim. But Toid V'Shlam is not more Chama than Oila. So Reb Shimon conveniently, when he set up his Braisa, went in and out of order. He was Mesaris Le'Lakra, and he did it to be able to learn all these Yisurim. And the fact that Reb Shimon was able to pull that off impressed Rava to the point that he said, Yehi Ratzon Shekeheke Reb Shimon. If you want to see this in greater detail, you can take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Delamai Desvir Le, Mesaris Le, Lakra V'Darish Le. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara. But Freik, the Gemara, I have a big hash on all this. V'chi Mazir Min Adin. Reb Shimon wanted to have that I would know Malkus by this, and I would know Malkus by that, based on a Kal V'Chomer. This is Ein Oinche Min Adin 101. Ein Mazir Min Adin 101. And says the Gemara, I feel the Lamanda Me Oinche Min Adin. If you're going to tell me the Reb Shimon holds Oinche Min Adin, but everyone agrees Ein Mazir Min Adin. So this whole Braisa doesn't even get off, it doesn't even start. It's dead on arrival. What happened to Ein Mazir Min Adin? Zok the Gemara, you have to say that although Reb Shimon used the word like, he didn't mean like. Yisur Abav, he just meant this is going to be an Isser. Avada, you don't have an Azara. You have an Isser that was said in the form of a Loisase, but Enochinami, it wouldn't have been Malkus Mikalvach, couldn't have been Malkus Mikalvachomer. Because Mikalvachomer, you can't have an Azar. You can't have an Isser, you can't have a Kalvachomer. Perfect, the Gemara, Vama Rava, Rava said, Zarsha Ochal. What you're asking, so then if there's no Kalvachomer, so then I need the Pasuk. What's that?
Our Mishnah says
Malkus. Oh, it's fake, the Gemara. The Gemara asks even more than that. It's going to be the Gemara's cash. It's going to be look at the bottom line of the Yom. So, the Gemara, Vama Rava, Rava said, Zar Sha'achal Min Ha'oila, Lefnei Zrika, Chutz L'Chayma, L'Rab Shimon Leika Chamesh. Rava once said that if a Zar would eat the carbon oila, Lefnei Zrika, outside the Chaymais Yerushalayim, he'd get Malkus 5 times. Why would he get Malkus 5 times? He's a czar. Czar is not allowed to eat anything. It's an oila. No one's allowed to eat an oila. It's lefnei zrika. You can't eat a carbon of lefnei zrika. It's outside the chaimis Yerushalayim, which means 2 things. It means it's outside the chaimis Yerushalayim, and it's also outside the chaimis Azar. So you're gonna get like a 5. Like a chamit. So what do you see? You see, Rabbi Shimon is talking about Malkus. How could Rabbi Shimon be talking about Malkus? If he's talking about Malkus, then there's no makom, there's no earth for kal v'chaimer. Because even if Ein Shimon adin, but Ein Azirin adin, and Ein Ein Shin Elin came Azirin, and there's no Mufurish Azara. So the only time you can say Ein Shimon adin is if I have an Azara, for some reason I don't have a Malkus, so you can tell me Ein Shimon adin. But over here I need the Azara. We spoke out when we were going through the Braisa. These are all Isra Aseis in other places. But there's no Azara, there's no law anywhere in the Torah. So this would be the law. Ein Mazirim in Adin. You want to tell me I have an Isser because of law? Yeah, that you could do. I don't have an issue with that. But an Azara, to have that Chimer of Azara that you can have. That you can have Mikalva Chimer. So how could Reb Shimon be talking about Malkus on Kalva Chimer in the same breath? Because even if the Malkus Shabbai doesn't concern me, but I need an Azara in order to have Malkus, this is the only Azara. And in Mazir Ben Adin. So up to Gemara again, you have to say that it's not like a Chamish per se, but rather it's Chamisha Yisurim Hava. What it really is, 5 Yisurim, the Gemara is obviously going to ask Yehuda's Kasha, which is how does it work with our Mishnah, but that's already going into tomorrow's daf. Exhale. So before we conclude, a lot of raid. So really, 3 Ha'aris. All relevant to this pasuk that we just mentioned, loisucha lecha b'sharecha. So really, the theme of this pasuk, as we mentioned, loisucha lecha b'sharecha, is the iser to eat ma'isa sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And again, this is something that's axiomatic. It's something that anyone that goes through shas, you learn daf yomi, you know that ma'isa sheni was necha l'baylin, but only in Yerushalayim. If you wanted to eat it outside Yerushalayim, there was an option. You can transfer the kedusha from the ma'isa sheni onto the money. The ma'isa sheni now becomes chulin. You can eat it wherever you want. You have to take the money up to Yerushalayim, buy certain things with it there. It's a Mishnah, Masechtas Erevin from all places, that says what you're allowed to buy with that money, and you can eat the food over there in Yerushalayim. But the bottom line is, Ma'aseh Sheni was Nechal Abaylim, and it had to be Nechal Yerushalayim. Now we said that, Be'emes, it says it in the Torah, in many places, Aser ta'aser es kol tfuas arecha, yoytzei asodah shana shana, v'achalta lefnei Hashem lekecha b'mokam hashi yivcha l'shakin shmoy sham. And then you have this pasuk, the pasuk that Reb Shimon Darshan, l'yisucha lecha b'sharecha, and it begins, Ma'aseh degoncha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha. Mechaschinoch in mitzvah tof mem beis klar v'shailo. He says that when it says in the Torah, v'achalto lefnei Hashem elokecha b'mokam asher yivcha l'shakin shmoy sham, is the Torah coming to say that there's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa to eat ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim? Well, the Torah is not saying there's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa to eat ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim. Listen carefully. What the Torah is saying is that there's an iser saseh to eat ma'isa sheni outside of Yerushalayim. In other words, just like there's a loisa say of loisucha lecha b'sharecha, that's a lav, so too there's an isra say to eat the ma'isa sheni outside Yerushalayim. And that's what the Torah means. That if you want to eat ma'isa sheni, it has to be b'mokam asher yivcha l'shakin shmoy sham. If you eat it not b'mokam asher yivcha l'shakin shmoy sham, you eat it b'sharecha, you're going to be over an isra say. You will have violated this pasuk of v'chalta lefnei Hashem lekecha. But there's no positive commandment. L'shem yichud kutsha berichu, you put on the gartel mit hamikvah, I'm about to be mekayim ha-mitzvah saseh day raisa, with a birchus ha-mitzvah mit greisa kavunas, before you eat ma'isa sheni Yerushalayim. Because there's no mitzvah saseh day raisa. Like there is to take dalud minin, like there is to sit in a sukkah. It's just that if you eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you're over in this. Now it's true the Torah said already, so there's a lois asay vasay. You have a lois asay, you have an asay. But the point is, that's the minchas chinuch. If somebody wants to eat his ma'isa sheni, is there a mitzvah esed d'iraisa to eat ma'isa sheni Yerushalayim? Says the minchas chinuch at first glance, if you take a look at the Rambam. Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ram doesn't bring such a mitzvah. Ram say anywhere that there's a mitzvah that say deiraisa to eat ma'isa sheni Yerushalayim. So zokta michas chenach, muscha rishon would be, that would be a raya, that there is no such mitzvah. What does it mean when it says, v'achalto lefnei Hashem alekecha? It means that if you don't eat it in Yerushalayim, you're over in Isra Aseh. It says the michas chenach, meaning that the Ram very often doesn't bring Isra Aseh, so it worked out very nicely. The Ram doesn't bring it because it's taken out a mitzvah saseh. All it is an isra say, it's a sniff in loisucha lecha b'sharecha, but it's not an independent mitzvah say positive proactive type commandment, where you're mekayim some sort of mitzvah and you're mesakin tikunim in doylomos when you eat ma'aser shein in Yerushalayim. And that's why the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs did not bring it. But Zok, the Michas Chinuch, is not a rai. Because the truth is that if you take a look at the Rambam, whenever he brings the halachas of kachim or chumas u'maisris, the Rambam didn't bring each mitzvah that involves each carbon or each form of matnis kahuna as an independent mitzvah. So for example, when the Rambam brings the mitzvah of truma, so he says the mitzvah is truma. Now the truth is, the mitzvah is truma involves several mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be mafres truma, there's a mitzvah to then take the truma and give it to a kohen. Rambam doesn't bring it as two mitzvahs. So it says in the Chinuch, it could be it's not a diak, because the Rambam brings the mitzvah of ma'aser sheni, he just doesn't bring the mitzvah to eat the ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Says in the Chinuch, a great chab, that eating ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim is the equivalent of giving truma to the kohen. You mafresh truma, you mafresh ma'aser sheni. What do you do with the truma after you mafresh it? You give it to a kohen. What do you do with the ma'aser sheni after you mafresh it? You eat it in Yerushalayim. So Dr. Michas Chinuch Zeh Yishmak, just like the Rambam didn't list giving the truma to the kohen as an independent mitzvah, because he held this one mitzvah of truma, nichlal in that mitzvah, it's the hafrasha, it's the nesina. So in the same vein, the Rambam didn't list eating ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim as an independent mitzvah, because the Rambam mentioned ma'aser sheni, which means there's the hafrasha, and then there's the giving it to... But Zok, the Mechasa have one problem. The problem is that the Ramban, on all the other places where the Rambam doesn't list the nesina as an independent mitzvah, is masig on the Rambam. And the Ramban says, I don't understand the Rambam. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni, when it comes to the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni, Ramban didn't say anything. Ramban was quiet. So it sounds like over here the Ramban had no issues. Meaning, why the Rambam didn't list giving truma to a kohen as a separate mitzvah, Ramban had an issue with. But why the Rambam didn't list eating Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, for some reason Ramban didn't have an issue with. Zoysei Meris, even if I don't have a diak in the Rambam, because of the fact that the Rambam didn't mention it, could be, is for the same reason he didn't mention giving truma to the kohen. But the Ramban, who wasn't masik, the shtika kaida of the Ramban, that's a raya. Because the Ramban had an issue with why he didn't mention giving truma to a kohen, and giving maiserishin to a levi, and giving b'challah to a kohen. Yeah, when it comes to ma'aser sheni, Ramban has no issues. Vaistois, he held that eating ma'aser sheni is different. Because there's a mitzvah nesina. It says in the Torah, give it to a kohen. Over here it says, v'chalat l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, which is not a mitzvah saseh, it's only an iser saseh. It's only an iser saseh. It's for that reason he didn't mention it. The problem is, in the Magia, and the Michas Chinuch asks the Kasha, is that the Michas Chinuch somehow overlooked the Mefurish Ramban. He overlooked the Ramban. The Ramban, at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam has his Shikchas HaEsen and his Shikchas HaLavim. The Shikchas HaEsen, he has 17 mitzvahs HaSeis that he believes the Rambam omitted. So when the Rambam went through a Sefer HaMitzvahs, he had his Cheshbin of 248 mitzvahs HaSei, says the Ramban that the Rambam missed 17. The first one, Mitzvah Rishayna, שנצטבינו לכו מייס השני ובחירס לפני הקל יוסברך בירושלים והוא אמרו ואכלת לפני השם אלוי ככה מסר דגוינך ותירושך ויצרך וזו מצווה מן המצווה שהיא גדול מאוד שנוסם בתם למען תלמד לירה ואמרו חזל מגיד שמייס השני מביא עשה אדם לפני תלמוד תורה ואני תומיה על הרב בזו. He says it's a tamir gedoyla that it's a pasuk in the Torah v'achalta lefnei Hashem l'kecha, which implies clearly that it's a mitzvah saseh, and yet the Rambam omitted this mitzvah saseh. So the Michas Chinuch makes this whole diak in Ramban. Ramban is masig on the Rambam here, there, but from my mitzvah he didn't say anything. Vaisois, he was masking to the Rambam, somehow here it's not a mitzvah saseh. It's not true. The Ramban says in the Furish, it's his first shikha so'asin. There's some classic shikha so'asin over here. The one we've spoken a lot about in the past is mitzvah dalet, where the Ramban is masig on the Rambam, and the Rambam didn't bring Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah saseh de'iraisa, and this is the Ramban with Shitasa in his Pirush al HaTorah Ki Yodua. The Ramban speaks so much about Eretz Yisrael. He made Aliyah Seif Yomav. He went to Eretz Yisrael himself. He lived there. He's buried next to Benoharos Machpelah and Chevron. But the point is that the Ramban brings mitzvah dollars, the mitzvah Yishuvah. But this is the first one. Lecho Ma'aser Sheni. Bottom line is, it would seem to be Mefurish that it's a mitzvah saseh. But I'll tell you a Meir de Gemara Makan. There's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. Right? Sounds familiar. So it's an Hedron Daf Ayin, and that's Perek Ben Soyru Moir. And the Mishnah over there goes through how exactly the Nisayon Amora became the Nisayon Amora. Say I had to eat a certain amount of meat and drink a certain amount of wine. It says the Mishnah as follows. Ochel b'chaburas mitzvah, if he ate what he ate, b'chaburas mitzvah, or ochel b'chibur ha-chodesh, or ochel ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim, ochel nevelos v'treifish katzim v'ramasim, ochel dover shuhu mitzvah, v'dover shuhu aveira, enu nasa b'Nisayon Amora. So the Mishnah is very clear that if somebody eats a dover shel mitzvah, so the Nisayon Amora is eating, but he's being mekayim a mitzvah, he's eating matzah b'leil pesach. He's being mekayim a mitzvah. If he's being mekayim a mitzvah, you can't become a ben soyer umayr with that achila or with that shtir. If you're doing an iser, it's the same thing. So if it's bechaburas mitzvah, if it's a dover shul mitzvah, einay nasa ben soyer. Now one of the things the Mishnah mentioned was achal ma'isa sheni. So look at the Gemara. Achal ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim. Einay nasa ben soyer umayr. Why not? Says the Gemara. Kivan dechi urchehu ka achule loy mamshach. Because being that when you eat the ma'isa sheni, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Kivan deki urchehu, it's for that reason it's not mamshach. Fake lechem mishnah, this lashon hagemara, it's so subtle, but it's so meduyek. Urche? Urche sounds like you're doing what you're supposed to do. Meaning the classic case of Nisayon Amora is he goes to his father's wallet, he steals his credit card, this money was supposed to pay for his chasana, and instead he starts drinking wine. Okay? He's doing something he wasn't supposed to do with the money. But over here it's urche. This is what you do with ma'isa sheni. Ma'es ma'isa sheni. So kima de ki urche hu, enoi nasa ben soyer. Freik de lecha mishnah. The mishnah said, ochal davar shal mitzvah. Ochal b'chaburas mitzvah, enoi nasa ben soyer umayer. So what's kima de ki urche hu? Elamai, what does it sound like from this Gemara? You have a raya niflah from a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. That is, there's really no mitzvah to eat ma'isa sheni. It's just that there's an iser to eat ma'isa sheni outside of Yerushalayim. There's an iser leisucha lecha b'sharecha. You can't do the wrong thing with the ma'isa. Okay, so he's not doing the wrong thing. Kivan deki urchehu loy mamshech. But that there should be a mitzvah saseh, it's mashmanat. Because if it's a mitzvah saseh, why does the Gemara have to give this reason of urche? Tepe glaz be mekayim a mitzvah. Bazak lach mishnah. I don't think I have a raya from here, because you can argue, and this is the punchline, that even if you're going to tell me there's a mitzvah saseh, which the Ramban says mefurish, and again, even the Mechas Chinuch acknowledges there's no raya from the fact that the Rambam didn't say it, says the Lechem Mishnah, you could say that it's only for the Bailim to eat the Maaser Sheni that there's going to be a mitzvah. But let's say the owner of the Maaser himself is not the one that eats it, somebody else eats it, then there's no Kiyama Mitzvah. So if I have a field, I have a mitzvah to eat my Maaser Sheni that grew in my field in Yerushalayim. But for somebody else to eat mine, that already, maybe there's no mitzvah. And being that over here, the child is taking his father's ma'isa sheni. He has to be a ganav. If he's not a ganav, he can't be a ben slayer or mayer. So being that the son is taking his father's ma'isa sheni, it's for that reason that he's not taking that mekayim mitzvah. So it's not considered ochal davar shel mitzvah. It's not considered ochal b'chaburas mitzvah. But kivan deki urchehu la'maisa, we're doing what's supposed to be done. It's being eaten. This is not money that wasn't supposed to be eaten. This isn't fruit that was supposed to be eaten. It's for that reason that's going to be the halacha. That's the first tara. The second. Second aura, we'll save the third aura for tomorrow. But the second aura is the pasuk says again, "Loisucha lecha b'sharecha, masa degoncha v'tiroichcha v'tzarecha." Interesting lashon. Loisucha. Zok the Hilgar Rashi. Rashi in Chumash, Parshas Re'eh, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Reb Yishuv ben Karcha Omer. Reb Yishuv ben Karcha said that although it says in the pasuk, "Loisucha lecha b'sharecha, yochalata," really you could, can't. I can't assassin. No, can't physically can't. I will eat a chasha. You're just not allowed to. So if Chuvin Karcha was medayik the pasuk, l'shucha, you can't. Sounds like you physically cannot do it. You can stand on your head. You won't be able to do it. It's not true. Chuvin Karcha said, of course you could. A yid has free will. You have bechira. You can do anything you want. You won't be struck by lightning if you try eating ma'isa sheni b'sharecha. You could do it. They'll let you. Abol etayim m'sayinoysay. Abol etayim poischemay. It's something that you could do. You have an option. But you could. So what does it mean? Loisuchal? It means enoch rashoi. So I saw Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv in the Zois LeYakiv says that if it means enoch rashoi, so why did Torah say loisuchal? It's not loisuchal. What it really means is enoch rashoi. Says Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, the pasuk is coming to teach us. It's coming to teach us the paradigm that a person is supposed to try and really hope to arrive at and strive for. And that is, a person can come to a point where he has such yiras shamayim, where he works on himself that he moves his nekudas habechira to such a degree that it's almost not possible for him to do an aveira. And he says, you find precedents for that, where there were people and there were tzaddikim and there were gedolim that literally could not come to a point where they'd be able to do an aveira. Because it was so clear to them what the emes was, and it was so clear to them what kind of churban they were going to create by doing an Avera, that it's begedolos echkenesh. I don't even have free will. Free will means there's two reasonable options. But once a person comes to a point that option A makes a lot of sense, and option B really doesn't make any sense at all, it's so silly, it's so ridiculous, that there's no sane person that would choose option B, then it comes to a geder of lo yisuchel. And he's mitzayin an unbelievable meshech chachma. A meshech chachma we never spoke yet. The meshech chachma is in Parshas Yisro. The pasuk says, v'yisyatzu v'tachtes ahar, milam mitchakof aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu har kigigas. So how do you understand that? I've heard this gemara since we're little children, that kof aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu har kigigas. I think, if you asked a man on the street, he would start, yeah, Hashem tok har Sinai. He picked it up. He put it on top of the yid, and he said, listen here, I'm going to give you two choices. Choice A is you mekabel the Torah. Choice B is achzer eschem l'soyev avayu. It's all over, done. It's finito. We're not moving forward with this. He gave them, that wasn't the nekuda. The nekuda was much different. You know what happened? Hashem, by Maimed Har Sinai, opened up the heavens. That passage is referring to Maimed Har Sinai. The Rambam says that all the nisim and the flies that the Yidden saw in Mitzrayim was unbelievable. But that wasn't what established the true Emunah in Klal Yisrael. You know what established the true Emunah? It was what they saw. It was what they saw by Har Chayiv. It was what they saw by Maimed Har Sinai. What happened was Hashem opened up the Shemayim. He showed Klal Yisrael such a covet, such his galus. It was so clear. There was such a level of Nevuah that it was impossible not to accept the Torah. What was the other option? A yid goes through life. There's chayshach, there's darkness, there's hast upon him. You don't know. You know, life is very hard to figure out. But at that point, it was atar reisal adas ki Hashem hu elokim einoy milvad. It was so clear that there was no other option. It wasn't a gun to your head. That wasn't the point. That wasn't the kof aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu har kigigas. That's not what Rava was referring to. And he said, mikan moidah rabbaloi reisal. That it was toyu of his love. Yeah, we accepted the Torah, but we did it at gunpoint. Yeah, that's what it means, proverbially speaking. But how did it work? It wasn't really that. What it really was is that Hashem made it so clear that there was no Bechira. And being that there was no Bechira, it wasn't possible for a person not to do it. Listen to Rav Meir Simcha's Lashon. Sheheru lehem kvoid Hashem behokitz ubehiskalis nifla ad kimamish botcha. They saw it so clearly, it was like suchal. It wasn't possible not to be mekabel the Torah. Or kimeduma, listen to Rav Meir Simcha. He says, kimeduma shekvar amdu azeh. He's never seen anyone say this. He says, he thinks people have already said this. But bottom line, vazeh, amar rabo, mikan moida rabo le'raisa. Something that only Rav Meir Simcha could say. That was the tiefkeit in the kof aleim HaKadosh Baruch. Brilliant. Of kof aleim HaKadosh Baruch, har kigigas, the tiefkeit of mikan moida rabo. But bottom line is, he says that a person can come to a level where he's literally leisucha lechol b'sharech. What came to mind is the Beis Halevi. We know it says in the Torah leisachma. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Leisachma, Beis Reyecha, Eishes Reyecha. Right? There's an Issa leisachma. If you do it, Ibn Ezra asks, doesn't understand the Issa leisachma. You know, the Torah can tell you don't do this or do that. The Torah can govern your actions, but how does the Torah govern your thoughts, your emotions? Now, let's say a person's jealous. Yeah, he sees, he wants it. How could a person even be governed by it? Doesn't make any sense. So Ibn Ezra famously says, he says that just like the Ish Kafri, he says the villager, the Pashita person, the peasant, won't have a taiva necessarily to marry the king's daughter because it's so above his pay grade, it's not possible for him to become a son-in-law by the king, to the point that it doesn't even move him. He's like, oh, I wish I could. It's so no shaykhist to him. So the person would realize that somebody else's thing belongs to him and doesn't belong to himself, that he wouldn't even have a title for it. That's what Ibn Ezra says. But the Beis Halevi said a different shot. Beis Halevi said that it's poshed, and it's a fact that a person can have the biggest tithe in the world, but ma'at min hayira could be doicha, the greatest tithe. And he gives a mashal. And essentially what his mashal is, a person is about to do an avera. He's about to commit a terrible, terrible sin. And all of a sudden he starts smelling smoke. And he sees fire coming. What's he going to do? He's going to say, one second, I understand the fire is coming, but let me quickly finish doing the avera. Hopefully I'll be able to get out of time. He says, of course not. Because the yira is going to overcome him to such a degree that it's not going to be possible. He's going to lose his taiva. When a person is in a real state of yira, when a person's afraid, you could have the biggest taiva on the planet. But yira is doicha. His lashon is ma'at yiras Hashem im hayomayla alibay lo hayayetsa yochol leklal da yetsahara inay chazak klal. Says the Beis Levi, it's an unbelievable thing. See, the Yetzer is very powerful. It gets a person to try to do crazy stuff. But at the same time, he really has no power b'makamira. That's a fact. He has no power b'makamira. And being that he has no power b'makamira, so he says it comes out, there's actually a very easy way to overcome this tank. That is the Yetzirah, and that is Yira. He says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ma'ashem shayol mimchakim liyira. Because if a person has Yira, real fear, just try to picture it in your mind, where a person is about to do an Aver, and all of a sudden he gets overwhelmed by a real clear and present danger, right? By a real fear. That little bit of Yira will be able to be doich anything. So I'll tell you something interesting. My friend Shimon Kleinbar told me that he heard from Rabbi Yeshua. He said this over once in Chumash here. And he said over a story. He said that Beis Halevi was once sitting in a study, and a yid comes in, and he tells the Beis HaLevi that he's making chasana tonight, and he felt that before he makes chasana, he wants to give shvach v'idot HaKadosh Baruch, he wants to give the Rav some money. So he takes out an envelope, there was a lot of money there, and he gives it to the Beis HaLevi. Before the Beis HaLevi even had a chance to open the envelope and count the money, says somebody comes knocking on the door, Beis HaLevi opens up the door, and he says, there's another man over there. And the yid comes in, and he starts crying to the Beis HaLevi. He has mechasanas, he has things to do, he has chayvis, he's nebuch, he's tzahak, finalizayit, and he starts crying, maybe the Beis HaLevi can help me out. And Beis HaLevi took the envelope, and he gave it to the Adi. The Adi walks out, and this yid was very taken aback. I mean, he just gave the Beis HaLevi a tremendous amount of money, and the safilu nishkit sailed, he didn't even count it. He said, at least count the money, you should know how much I gave you. So, like in a nice, bakovedig way, he told the Beis HaLevi, like he was a little disappointed. He didn't understand why didn't this. So the Beis HaLevi said, "Ilfa shteit nisht." He said, "When this ani walked into my door, habich gitzei gizen tzvei pixen. There were two guns. That was what Rabbi Yeshua said. Tzvei pixen zen in gevein of my cup. There were two guns pointing at me. One bix was the pasuk that says loisam etzas levavcha, and the other bix was the pasuk that says loisik bites. The Torah says if an ani comes, you have to give him what you have. It says gevein tzvei pixen." No, I mean, not today, Bixen came at sailing out, and now you're going to count money. He says, I'm at gunpoint. You know, you have to realize, be sensitive to what was going on. So he said the Beis HaLevi was a Dairish of a Kayan. That was the way he lived his life. And to the Beis HaLevi, it was so posh. It was so posh. Like, Father is a Lay Sachmoid. Ah, you feel it. Yeah, and at gunpoint, you're going to have Chimud. You're going to have taiva at gunpoint. If a person has the proper Yerushimayim, said to Beis HaLevi, that it's not just don't eat, it's Lay Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha. Either way, that's the word.